It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every heart, every woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every heart, every woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am your host, Carla Nivens. Before we jump into our interview that we have for today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This song is called God Reigns. It is from my CD, actually, that's called True Worship. So sit back and enjoy.
Mighty name, you are holy, wonderful, powerful, exalted.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens, your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am very excited and happy and what are the
You're happy, adjectives, excited, can you're I elated.
Say? Yeah, what? Elated.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's a good one. That's
I'm enthusiastic.
So Vicky's enthusiastic. I'm elated because Vicky McMurray is here co-hosting. Welcome, Vicky.
Glad to be here.
Well, we are very excited about our interview, but let me tell everyone that our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. Love Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit. You can find out all the information about Love Ministries on their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And we are doing something kind of different today. We're having a roundtable discussion.
We are.
And so we've got two ladies here who are not scared at all. And they're
we're experts pretty much.
Yeah. So they're like, their faces are completely comfortable. And we're just so excited. Our guests today are actually two friends of mine. We have Lindsay Flesher and Courtney. Name a question. Lindsay is a friend of mine from Texas Tech, so don't ask her any embarrassing questions about me.
Because bummer.
Yeah, lots of secrets.
Yes, I know. It's been years and years and years. So Lindsay and her husband, Matthew, they have two boys, a third grader and a kindergartner, Layton and Hunt. Lindsay is an interior designer. So Lindsay does things like, I don't know, she's like Joanna
creative.
Gaines.
Yeah, you're creative.
I love it.
And she does
creative.
It like without trying. Like,
oh, that's sweet.
I'm in awe of that because it took me forever to pick a paint color for our home.
And I love all of that. Oh. But other things are hard for me, but things like that, I just like, it's like candy or something.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
My favorite thing that you've done and you put, I'm sure you've done so much that you haven't put on social media, but you, one time where it was the election, one of these years, it wasn't, it may have been a couple of years back, she did a White House cake. For her boys, and like they had like an election party.
You're
and
a cake decorator too?
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
like
I
y'all
like to bake
seriously
and stuff like that.
Like seriously, like that creative stuff. Just and she's like, oh, no, it's just Tuesday. Like it's just you know, it doesn't.
I'm just trying to make things fun.
I like that. That's fantastic. You know,
they
I need
remember
to follow
it that
you
way.
On social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, they remember. Yeah,
it.
Oh yeah, follow her on social media.
That's
she
fun.
Posts great stuff. So and she also has an interior decorating business called L&S Interiors LLC. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And my other friend is Courtney McQuestion. We are friends. We met, I guess, maybe 4 years ago now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Out there in Community ISD.
Absolutely. Go Braves.
That's right. Go Braves. We've got like band competition comes up. Both of our boys are in band and it's going to rain again.
It's going to rain.
On the competition. Yes. So we've had a time this season with band and rain and the kids having to continue playing through like monsoon rain.
Yes. True grit.
Yeah. And then all the parents, like all the parents out there, like just standing out there and, you know, wringing out their clothes afterwards.
We like our plastic covers.
Oh, those ponchos and everything.
Yes. Ponchos.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a season. So Courtney is married to Randy, and they also have two boys. They've got a sophomore and an eighth grader, Tyler and Parker. Courtney is like the, you know, the community mom of all moms. If you have a need, go to Courtney. She can take care of it out of the trunk of her car. Like, seriously.
Oh, thank you.
She's the mom that always has a band-aid.
Yes, she's got, like, everything in there.
That's fantastic.
Learned it from my mom.
That's great.
She's got it all together. So thank you so much for being here, Courtney.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to have, let's introduce us and, like, our kids and all.
Okay.
So Vicky, so we're calling this a roundtable discussion mom's roundtable discussion because really our kids are all at different levels.
Yes.
So my kids are, you know, we're junior and freshman in high school, mm-hmm. and So my junior, we're just now at the point, we were having a conversation, we're at the point where we're trying to whittle down to what we do well, what we want to do in college. We're trying mm-hmm. to have those yeah. serious conversations and give her room to make her own decisions and, you know, mm-hmm. really grow into adulthood. But they're still our babies, you know, yes. in our house.
Yes.
And Vicky, you are all the way at the...
I've got the t-shirt and the
yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
So I have a 23-year-old daughter that graduated from college last year. Praise the Lord. And then I have a 18-year-old daughter who's a freshman in college. Praise the Lord. We made it. And
yeah.
I'm actually at two different places, and we'll get into that later with each child.
Okay.
One's
okay,
out of college, trying to adult. One's in college,
right.
trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So,
and just at the beginning of
mm-hmm,
in college, because mm-hmm, she's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've just kind of been discussing just some things that we are facing today. And so the first question I really want to bring up are the things that we're all trying to instill in our kids, mm-hmm. and we're all at different levels. So I know this answer is going to be different
sure.
for
mm-hmm.
each one of us. And Vicky, you'll probably have two different answers.
Maybe.
For your girls. Yeah. So for me, I was, you know, when I'm reflecting on what am I trying to instill into them, you know, like I said, they're in high school, but they're still... they're still our babies, and Courtney and I, we talk about that
yes.
all the time.
Amen.
About still giving them time to kiss on their face and still giving them, you know, the mine is a little bit rougher. I'll tackle them, then kiss them on their face, you know, just to give them time to still be kids, but also ushering them into that
yes.
time of, you know, making their own decisions. And I just think if they have a relationship with the Lord, you know, that the Holy Spirit will always lead them. But there are always all of these things like our schedules and all the stuff that they want to do. We're in a small community, which means there's a lot of opportunity
yes.
for our kids and a lot of things that they could be doing. But I guess for me, it would just be, you know, just make sure you have that relationship. Just make sure you have that relationship. And I think with Jesus, and I think... I've done different things, and Vicky and I, we've gone, you know, trying to have our kids involved in this show
mm-hmm.
and trying to, you know, have them listen in and tell us what they think
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And that gives
yes.
them the opportunities where know that we're, yeah, they're participating in our lives and they're learning some things
right.
as we're learning things, as
right.
we're learning how to do this radio show. One thing I did for Naomi, one summer is I have my journal that I write. I journal a whole lot. But I asked her to type up my journal one summer. And I was like, I'll just pay you to type up my journal. And so as she was typing it up, then that opened up the door for her to ask me some things
Great.
About my relationship with
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And I thought, you know, that's a cool, creative way just
mm-hmm.
to, you know,
that's not it's not pushy. It's not
pushy,
I can't think of the word
it's
I'm
not
trying
preachy,
to say.
It's
no,
not,
it's not. You're just like, hey, you know, type this up and
yeah.
then she might stumble upon something that was interesting to her.
Yeah.
It gives you guys an opportunity to have a
yeah.
conversation.
Yeah.
You're sneaky
and I'm
that
assuming
way.
You're
yeah,
like
I'm sneaky.
Journaling about your day. So
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming like you're journaling like the maybe the word the Lord's given you
yes.
or
yes.
like stuff about your day. So I'm sure
yes.
she's reading like how the Lord's working in your life.
Yes.
But that's really cool. I've never heard of anybody
Me
doing
either.
That.
Yeah.
I don't know how Leitner Hunt would respond as a teenager in a boy, like, type this up. But I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep it in my
Good
head.
Good point.
They might do it for money.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
no, that's true.
Teenagers. Yeah, you can underestimate, you know, that $5.
That's right.
So Lindsay, how about you? When you're and yours are, what do we say, kindergarten and?
Yes, five and eight.
Five and eight.
Kindergarten and one's in third.
So how are you all instilling things into them at such a young age?
Goodness. I probably do a lot, just like anybody, a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talking in the car.
Yes.
I mean, just like you guys, I want my babies to love Jesus more than anything else.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, that gets me teary just thinking about it. But
yes.
above that, I want to be kind,
mm-hmm.
sweet,
yeah.
and just
mm-hmm.
good people. And every day when they leave for the bus, I'm always like, be sweet. And I know that that has like There's more to that. When I say be sweet, right. I'm meaning be sweet, but like they know that if mom says that, that means a whole bunch of things.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So I think it's hard because when they go to, my kids go to public schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know about everybody. Mm-hmm.
But all yeah. our kids oh, yeah. do. Ours.
We've done both, public and private.
Okay, yeah. So what I experienced very early on with kindergarten that I learned really fast is not everybody's house is like your house.
Right. Yes.
Like I lived yes. in this very comfortable bubble of like church preschool.
Yes.
And it was real fun yes. until we went to kindergarten and I was like, oh, not everybody. I mean, I knew that.
Right, mm-hmm.
but
right.
I didn't know that.
When your
at
first
same
one
time.
Goes off, it's
yeah, and it's very shocking. And so, like, you're trying to instill in them, let's not cheat and let's think of other people mm-hmm. before we think of yes. ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all about you. And then they come home and they're like, "Well, so and so took all the keychains off my backpack," and I'm like, "What am I going to say about that?" You know, yeah. it's right. just like mm-hmm. constantly having to address all these issues yes. that even might seem small, but this is when they're learning it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
That's right. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's tough. Those are tough lessons.
It is tough. And you know, the reality is, you know, our kids are in school now for so many hours.
Yeah. Right.
So they're taking in
yes. a lot.
They're getting their own other type of education besides yes. the reading and writing
yes.
and math.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you and Matt, you all, and as you said before, you all take family time very seriously.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. We love to spend time as a family. And I think that's so important. Like, I just think because they're at school so much, mm-hmm. the time that they are with you, I don't want to be absent. Mm-hmm. I mean, of mm-hmm. course, I go on date nights. I go, girl.
Right.
I
balance.
You know, I'm a little Bunko's group. But,
yes.
you
yes.
know, it's just
yes. yeah.
spending time, mm-hmm. like, sitting. And you don't have to be like, Hunt and I don't have to be playing a, you know, I used to beat myself up that I'm not sitting there playing Skip Bo or Candyland or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm sitting on the couch, maybe I have to read this.
Yes.
Or,
right.
You can, you know, look on my iPad right. or whatever. But he's watching Paw Patrol, but I'm like, I can feel his spot. You know,
yes.
like he's sitting right next
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 That's good. How about you, Courtney?
Oh, my. Well, as they reach this lovely adolescent mm-hmm. puberty world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a different world. Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Have fun. It is a different world.
It is. And I have learned that young men have serious hormones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just young ladies.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. And what always sticks out for me is to make them a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. what I want. I want them to be men
yeah.
after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, in our world, I don't think men are always put in the spot that they should be.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to be our protector
mm-hmm.
and provider,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want them to stand strong in that's mm-hmm. a good thing.
Yeah. 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 That makes me think of, and I don't want to harp on one channel, should I say it? But like,
I don't know till you say it.
The channel that a lot of the tweeners watch, and the men on this particular channel are not portrayed.
I don't know what channel we're talking about.
Yeah, me either. But I'm trying to guess. Yeah.
Well, maybe off the air you can tell us. I don't think maybe you should say on the radio.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so, but there are, like, I think in general, TV does not always portray men as godly men
mm-mm.
or women as godly mm-mm. women. I mean, I think about some of the shows that my kids watched when they were younger, and I usually watched everything with them. It was very rare. So if they were watching TV, I knew, you know, I always knew what was on. But, you know, some of these channels that were, and I'm putting air quotes up, that we're family friendly, weren't.
Yeah.
Because the messages were, I just lied to my mom, but I went back and told her I was sorry after I got caught, so now everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we would talk about that. Of course, I get the eye rolls like, we know, mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it was an important conversation to
mm-hmm.
have.
But those same stations.
Yes.
They're supposed to be the family.
Yes.
And yes, they do that.
Yes.
But they also, like, the way they portray the male the father figure.
Boys, yes. Sometimes.
Right. It's like a weak.
The weak one and the not smart one. And,
right. Not leading the family.
Yes.
Just
well,
like
they haven't talked to Roosevelt Nivens.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's, I just think that's so important that, that they learn from inside of your house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, what being a man means and, you know, that, yes, you are a leader, but you're also vulnerable. You're also present. Mm-hmm. You're also, you know,
yes,
just as much a part of, you know, this family is, right. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Randy, we've been so blessed. Randy's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
He's always present. He's a godly man, leads our family. And I just want them to be proud of that.
Yes.
And proud of the way God designed a man
yes.
to be
yes.
versus a woman.
Yeah.
And their role in that.
Yeah. Right. And it's a journey.
Yeah, yeah it is. Yeah. So Vicki, how about you?
You know, this is funny. We're having this conversation because I just got back from a trip visiting a friend that I've known 30 years, and her daughter's out of college. And we were sitting on the couch the other night, and she looked at me, she goes, What do you want your kids to remember you by? What have you taught
yeah,
them? And I was
good.
Like, whoa, I don't know. Big question. And so as we were talking, I was writing down, obviously, for me, the very first thing is God. I want them to have seen that I am a godly woman. And for me, when my kids were in the phases that you all are in right now, I could take them to church. Now mm-hmm. we get to decide whether or not we go
right.
to church.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So their faith journey is not where I would like it to be. But I think back when I was that age and my faith journey wasn't where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just really had to step back. When I have opportunities to throw a little comment in or an encouragement to go to church, or I will, and I do, but I really have to just kind of track it with them because mm-hmm. I'm not a managing parent anymore, if that
right.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so a managing mm-hmm. parent of my 18-year-old because we're paying for college.
Exactly.
So, and we were together yesterday, and she actually asked me that question, you know, do you have goals for me? And I said, well, my first goal for you is to love the Lord, and I want you to go to church. I went ahead and threw that on in there.
Yeah.
And then we talked about some other things. And I think just reminding my children, as I am saying this out loud to remind myself, that our thoughts say so much about our heart
mm-hmm.
and that we can control this,
mm-hmm.
that we can control every time we get up in the morning to have a good day
yeah.
and to be thankful, to always be grateful, to remember, like you were talking about your son going off to kindergarten and you were like, that's right, not everybody lives like we live.
Yeah.
And that's a great life lesson to discuss those things because, as I remind my girls, we're drowning in blessings.
Yeah.
We are
yes.
drowning
yeah.
in blessings.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't worry about the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
We don't worry if we have food on our table tonight.
Right.
And you
right.
have friends, and most recently my daughter from the high school she graduated from, we have friends who didn't have a bed, who didn't have food that night, and we're too proud sometimes to say I need help.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great conversation. So
mm-hmm.
that's where we are, more conversations, trying to do life lessons.
Yeah, yeah. So do you now that everybody's out of the house, do you all have times where like y'all have family dinner times where everybody comes back in? And
well, it's harder because one lives, you know, I live out in Commerce, so that's an hour outside of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter who lives in Dallas, and that's not the home she grew up in, so she doesn't really know a lot of people in Commerce. So it's
that's
harder
true.
For me to get her out this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one in college, yes. I mean, I just flew back in town yesterday, and she texted me, hey, can we go to a movie and hang out for a while? So we went to a movie yesterday
yeah.
and hung out for a while, and
yeah.
she'll eat dinner with us occasionally.
Yeah.
But she's on the food plan, and we're paying for that, so she needs to eat at school. Let me just say that. So it's sort of a mixed message. Yes, come home. No, don't come home for a meal.
Right.
We already paid for that.
You're showing her to be a good steward.
That's
well.
Right.
Yeah, so because we were all the way in Lubbock, we could not go home for a meal.
It's
but we would have if
yeah,
we had been here.
It yeah. is nice, and she'll bring friends over to eat. We've done that occasionally. I mean, she's half a mile away. It's not
right.
like she went that far away, but I don't right. see her that often.
Okay.
And that's good. That's healthy.
Yeah, she's making her own decisions.
She is. She's doing
it
really well.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so we've had a great conversation, but let's hit the pause button, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
To Every Heart, Every Woman. the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Every Heart, Every Woman radio show, and my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and Vicki McMurray is my great friend joining today,
ma'am.
Co-hosting. Thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you, honey.
And we are having a mom's roundtable discussion with Lindsay Flesher and Courtney McQuestion. And thank you, ladies, for number one, joining us, and number two, just being open and honest and just following this conversation with us. We appreciate it. Let's jump back into our conversation and jump back into where we left off. But I thought, let's talk about the great social media.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Because we all have to deal with it.
Yes.
Lindsay, even you have to deal with social media. Yeah. So we all have to deal with it. And it's kind of like, it's here to stay, whatever twists and turns it takes. That's one of the things that we have to deal with in our house and in our households and when raising our kids. And Vicki and your kids are outside of the house now. Our kids are dealing with the comparison factor you know, all of that. Everybody else's, other teenage social media pages has looking like they're in some kind of great dating relationship and they're posed up and all of this.
Ugh,
and then, you know, you're thinking,
poses.
Yeah. But if you're a teenager, you don't even know that that's not even real life. What?
Right,
like,
exactly.
That's, first of all, it's not the time for that in life. And all of this stuff is staged. But Lindsay, let's start with you. How is social media for elementary students? Do your kids have a social media page? Do other kids have social media pages already?
Well, my experience probably looks a little bit different than yours just because my kids are so young still. Mm-hmm. We don't have social media pages for Leighton or Hunt just yet. They haven't asked for that. They do know what Facebook is and Instagram because it's hilarious. Because if you take a Leighton, especially, he's the third grader. He's gotten to the age where if you take a funny picture or something is silly or whatever, he's like, "Now you're not going to post that on Facebook, are you?" And it just started like this year. And I'm like,
okay.
You know that there is a world out there
that you
post things.
Right.
And because, you know, I show them stuff that's on social media. So they're very aware that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have pages yet. I don't know what age that hits. I don't know.
I think it's when you feel
whenever
comfortable
when
with
you're
your
ready
kids.
For it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm like, delay it.
Delay it.
Mine is more regulating on whose turn is it to use the iPad, like setting limits with a physical device.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I get that. So how many iPads do you all have?
We have one.
Okay.
iPad. And then the kids do know that my phone is my phone and Matt's phone is his phone, and they don't pick up the phone or touch the phone without asking.
Mm-hmm. Passwords.
That's kind of they don't,
Yes.
Yeah. That's good because those iPads, they can take up your
I kind of make Alexa be the bad guy because I just say, "Alexa, set the timer for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell Hunt, like, "Hunt, the Alexa over here is going to tell you when your time is up."
Great. That's right. You're no longer the bad guy. Put it on Alexa.
That's good. I haven't thought about
that. Yeah. I haven't thought about that either. I may have to figure out a way to do that with my husband.
Right.
Tim, you have 30 minutes. You can be on your laptop working tonight or on Twitter.
And this is going to be funny with Timmy.
I am going to actually try that. Well, he won't be home tonight because we have a soccer out of town. But he'll be home.
It's hilarious to find fun ways to use Alexa.
Yes. Oh, I love Alexa.
That's perfect. So Courtney, how about you? How is social media?
Oh, man. Well, my boys have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they wanted Instagram right away.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow them to put it on their phones, but we have control over, you know, their phones don't belong to them. We pay the bill.
Right.
There you
so
go.
So there are no passcodes or anything that we do not know. And our kids did not get them until halfway through their sixth grade year, basically.
Okay.
Cell phones and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they know I'll check it anytime. But thank you, God, the newness has worn off.
Mm-hmm.
It did almost immediately for my younger one, for Parker. he doesn't even get on Instagram for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then my older one, he gets on there. He follows some guys that fish and hunt very seriously.
Great. Right.
But it's not for the teenage world part of it.
Right.
So that's a blessing.
Yes.
Huge blessing.
And I can say one thing that Tim, Vicky, your husband, taught me about, literally, and I've been trying to kind of get my teenagers on this thing,
what?
Is that colleges actually look at social media.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so he was saying, Tim was saying, post like your workout. So in your case, you know, post the fishing, you know, I don't know the proper thing to say. That's why
a big bass.
Okay.
Is what Tyler wants to post a picture of.
Post your big,
the big
bass.
Big 5-pounder.
That's right. That's
this is what I call, you know, colleges. This is what I can do, you know.
Right, yes.
And so Tim did give me that.
You know, post your workouts. Mm-hmm. Show things that would be useful if a college, if a university is looking at you for, you know, a team, if there's a sport that you're playing in. So maybe for, with Naomi, it could be her workout with her track and field and her running and all that stuff. Or it could even be Roosevelt. We haven't really talked about Roosevelt's aspirations lately, but I just know he's in band. So maybe it'd be something with a rehearsal of band if he wants to go into music. But and obviously, as we move into this conversation, it should always be things that are clean and appropriate because future employers are looking at you and future schools are looking at you. Shoot, your future mother or father-in-law are looking at you. You know, my kids are older, and so my kids had them a little earlier. I think we gave my oldest one a phone at fifth grade because our home is a blended home. My husband is their stepfather, and they would have to fly to go see their father, and I wanted them to have a phone with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they shared a phone for a while, and I don't remember when my youngest one got a phone, but I love social media, and so I was on Facebook the second it came along. I was on Instagram. I love Twitter. I like Snapchat. I've been Snapchatting us during this recording. I'm a dork. I like all that. You know, we said off air, let's use it for good.
Yes.
We can use it for good and not show. I don't get the whole posed picture thing, but I'm also older. I'm old now. I'm old and decrepit. So, you know, my kids still do stuff like that. It's the whole world of comparison, and they'll make comments about, don't I look cute? Well, don't you feel like you look cute? Why do you have to ask?
And that's all that matters.
And that breaks my heart. So, you know, they're still trying to figure it out also, but it's keep it clean. And then I'm going to break this to you moms. There are fake Instagram accounts that kids do that I'm aware of, and fake Twitter and things like that. And even my college daughter yesterday was saying, so-and-so, she had taken Twitter. She didn't get rid of the account. She didn't delete them, but she just took them off her phone. Twitter, and because college students a lot use Twitter and Snapchat a lot to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody saw her at school, a friend of hers, and said, this guy that's a friend of our family's, and he said, hey, are you mad at me? You're not responding. And she's like, oh, I just took it off my phone. I'm on it too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm going to have to text you if I want to talk to you.
Wow.
I just thought that was so telling. Well, how about not even text? How about just call her?
Yeah.
Or you're seeing her now and talk to her. But they direct message each other constantly. So even
that's
if you think you're monitoring their text messages, you've got to monitor the actual account because that's how they're communicating.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So, yes.
I have a college friend.
There's fear in your face right now. You're like, just an elementary. And Lord knows what's going to be happening by the time your kids grow older.
But I think that's good advice that you were saying, like, to tell your kids, like, only post appropriate. Only you know, I think even at, since my kids know about Facebook, and when they're saying to me, Mom, don't post this, but I could probably throw in a little bit of, like, yeah, on social media or on Facebook, mommy only posts things that are good and encouraging and like family stuff. Not you know what I mean? So that they
don't
start hearing it from
that's good
an early
because
age.
I think, you know, maybe you might have an advantage because yours are so young. You can train them, and by the time that they're, you know, old enough to have their own accounts, they have a better perspective on it. It kind of came about.
Well, yeah, you
why
have
our
to grow
kids
up
are teenagers.
With it. Yes. You know, like it.
You're trying
kind
to
of
figure it out.
I just think it's important to always have that conversation. And one of the other things, too, is I really encourage my kids, don't put your dirty laundry out there. That's not what Facebook's intended for. Mm-hmm. And when you see even adults, I'll look and see, I know you had a bad day, but I do not need to know all of this information. So, mm-hmm. or get just post angry things, especially about politics and mm-hmm. things like that. It's really meant to just be fun and to share life events. And, you know, we've lived all over the country. So for me, I love it because I can see where my friends in other states are and what their kids are doing and how life is. But it is very surface and superficial, and we need to remember that.
Absolutely.
It's kind of surprising to me that because I guess that's how I do see it. I see it as just a social thing, a light thing.
Well, it is meant to be social, but you know,
young like our friendship is going to be, you know, like in person, and we're going to be, you know, we're going
to
be actually
together,
connected.
But there's much more to us than just the picture.
So it's kind of surprising that that kids are using it instead of like talking face to face, like they're talking through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to me. Mm-hmm. It is. Did you say that you had a college friend? And
I was saying I have a college friend that she helps me keep up on what's really going on, like the Finstas, the Instagram that's fake.
Yes.
She showed me how to do that and see it on the boys' phones so I could check.
Yes.
You know, and I ask the questions because we can't pretend like it's not happening.
Right. You do need to have direct conversations.
Have to, we have to equip our kids. That's our responsibility in this world.
And explain the damage a fake account can do. You're trying to be sneaky. And, you know, that comes back to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and they're trying to figure it out, too. And so it's just another element of parenting that our parents or my parents didn't have to deal with. It was a big deal to take the phone and ask permission. Can I call long distance?
Exactly.
And then you pull the phone down the hall into my room and hide behind. Yes. I would go into my walk-in closet and sit there and go, hey, let me tell you about the boy I'm talking to. You know, I'd have to be super quiet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like a my parents. Okay, so remember back when you just had one line, and then you got the double line.
Yes. Well, someone's calling.
Yeah, my parents, they made us write an essay on why do we need a second line.
Yes,
because they didn't get the second line.
No.
They were like, "What do we need that for?"
And you answered the phone not knowing who's calling you.
Yeah, right.
It's a gamble.
You just had to
we lived on the edge.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that was something.
I'd be like, "You answer it."
Right,
So I won't talk to him.
Right,
Before caller ID. And
I
all
know,
that.
I love it.
But we had a limit. We could be on the phone. I can't remember. It may have been only like 10 minutes.
So it's really Roosevelt and Myra, the two people I wouldn't want to mess with.
My mom is very
in a good way. Like I love her to death, but she definitely drew the line.
She drew the line.
Well,
it was like 10 minutes. You could have 10 minutes conversation because we only had one line, which was like
well, and there are three in your house
back
there.
Yeah.
Right. I get that.
What about girls not being allowed to call boys? Do you
remember
that day?
That's a great count. Yeah, that's not so much anymore. get ready.
That's good.
Get ready, Lindsay, when the girls start calling your boys.
Yes.
Ooh. I've been told already by ones that are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's a whole other entity.
The inappropriate texting to the boys.
Yes. Nude pictures. Yeah. So I've had, you know, knock on wood, I don't think that's my kids have ever done that, but my girls have told me about that a lot, about girls that they know that do that in middle school and in junior high and high school.
Really young. Yeah.
And, you know, it's fascinating to me where you are in your heart that you think taking a picture like that and it's there forever. I mean, it's just sad. So anyway, it's conversation.
It's conversation, and I think that's right. If they know mom and dad know what's going on their social media, know how to get into it. Like you said, you have a friend that's like, because I don't know
Finsta. Fake
okay.
Insta.
Thanks.
It could be fake Twitter.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
I had a boy one time date one of my daughters said, I have a fake Twitter account. And I'm like, I'm a parent.
That's
you're
not
telling
what you're supposed
me.
To tell me. Yes.
So, I mean, they're you know, we all I'm positive at this table we have great kids. But our kids are kids.
Yes.
And
oh,
they
yes.
can
yes.
be
they
tempted.
Yes.
And it's so it's just imperative to be on top of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad we had that conversation. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What have you ever been given any advice about being a mom and thought, okay, this is advice that I would share? Vicky's laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because it's it's just tough being a mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and you know, I'm joking before we even recorded, I joke a lot. I'm kind of, my sense of humor with my parenting is pretty self-deprecating because I don't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, and I rely 100% on God and just my gut feeling about something. And I would say no one's really gave me the best parenting advice other than, obviously, you know, really talking to the Lord about it and really working decisions you have to make about your children with Him, but also go with your gut. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. Yeah. Recently, I woke up at like 2 a.m. just frantic about one of my daughters. And so I just texted her. I decided I was just going to say, I really feel like God woke me up. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you right now. I love you. I love you big. You mean so much to me. And I just sent it off. And, you know, and the next morning that daughter was like, oh, well, thank you so much, Mom. But something could have been happening and maybe nothing was happening and they were sleeping and dreaming and everything was great. But I just think your gut, it's God. That's God right there just nudging you. And I am learning as I go through this parenting journey to really listen to that and trust it. Mm-hmm. And then the only other piece of advice my father used to say all the time, and I really use it with my own kids and with myself to give me grace with decisions I've made in parenting over the years, is you can't trip over the past. Oh, it's over with.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
You can't trip over it. It's done. Move on. Mm-hmm. Give yourself some grace. And just focus on what's ahead instead of, oh, I shouldn't have let them do that, or I shouldn't have, you know. So
yeah, and it's not going to be. You know what? I think that, you know, sometimes we forget that God knows we're human.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Like He knows we're not Him.
Yes.
And all those things that
I feel like
we're
there's a little
like,
giggles sometimes with that from Him.
He's like, He's like, would you stop worrying about that so much? Like,
I know.
It's not even a big deal. It's going to be something else.
I know it's around the corner, and honey, it is not that big a deal right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, you know, you follow your gut. I just think that the Lord is, He's given us our children, and they are a blessing.
Yes.
And, He's given us the experience that we need for these kids that He's given us. And it's important for us, like you say, to follow. For I call that following the Holy Spirit. And don't second guess it.
No.
I mean,
no.
And like you said, maybe she was asleep. But maybe when she got up, she really needed that,
exactly.
that message to
exactly.
help start her day off.
I agree.
So we got to, you know, try not to second guess those things. What about you, Lindsay? What?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned so far is to do what's best for your family.
Mm-hmm.
I think as women, we're so hard on each other.
Yes.
Like, why?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I have a lot of like friends and, you know, I'll hear them talking about certain things and I'm like, you know what? And I say it all the time, like, just do what's best for your family.
Yeah.
Like, and it could be as small as like, I mean, I can think of a silly thing right now that I'm thinking of in my head that I beat myself up about it. And I'm like, why? Because that's what's best for my kid. You
right.
know what I mean?
But society's like just
right.
throwing
and
darts
they'll tell
at
you
and
what to do.
Are...
And I'm like, says who?
Right.
If God
right.
doesn't say it, then says who?
Right.
So,
right.
like, I took Hunt to the dentist probably like a week ago. Now, bless his little 5-year-old self, but he's still at nighttime. And notice how I'm saying at nighttime because I'm giving myself permission. He
right.
sucks on his pacifier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That his pacifier is like his lovey.
Mm-hmm.
So I started noticing that I wasn't telling anyone about this. This is a big secret. I guess I'm telling everybody
right.
now, but it's a secret. And then I was like, I would see like other friends or whatever, and they would suck on their thumb.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, so he doesn't choose to do that. He chooses to do
right.
the other or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at the dentist.
Do you think
long
it's shame,
short.
Parenting shame?
Probably, yes. And I'm like, says, like, for example,
right.
says who?
Right.
Is it like...
Right.
So, you know, the dentist, here we go. So we're going to the dentist, and I love our dentist. And he's like, you know, does Hunt, you know, suck on a pacifier? I'm like, yes, just at night. And he's like, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I
you
was
got
like,
validation.
And I'm sure some dentist is going to email
right.
me or
right.
whatever. Like, what I was thinking in my head is like, I didn't have a problem with my thumb or a pacifier
right.
or anything. And I had major jaw surgery, like major jaw
right.
surgery at
right.
30.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know what? If I did that and I didn't even do this stuff, you know, I'm going to let him. But I let other moms make me feel mm-hmm. bad about yes. it. And that's just a small example, and yes. it's silly. Mm-hmm. But there's tons of things, like, you know, oh. whether your kid sleeps in the bed mm-hmm. with you, whether mm-hmm. you read mm-hmm. stories before they go to mm-hmm. bed, whether you mm-hmm. have your quiet time every night, whether you eat dinner as a family,
right.
whether you go to every one of your kids' games. There's so many things right. that we make other moms feel bad about. And right. I'm like, right. you do what's best for your family. If
yeah.
you decide when you're at home with your husband and mm-hmm. your kids,
yeah.
that you're going to have dinner three nights a week and the mm-hmm. other nights you're going to whatever, mm-hmm. then that's what works
right.
for
do that.
Your
right.
yeah.
Yeah.
family.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Agreed.
And yeah.
just don't make other people feel bad about stuff.
I
and I
so
try to do a lot of
that.
Listening and yeah. not like when other moms are talking to me, if she's telling me about how, you know, her little one does A, B, and C, I just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun for you. Mm-hmm. And like, and not try to say like, well, I mean, they say that you're not supposed to let them do that because
right.
A, B, and C.
Right.
I'm
right.
like, how's that going to make her feel about herself?
Right.
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 You know,
right.
awful.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not for
yeah.
us to judge.
It's true. No.
Which I have to remind myself too.
Right. It's truly not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, Lindsay, I think that's very important. And I think we have to remember to encourage other people mm. to do the same. Like, do
yes.
what's best
yes.
for your family. And don't look at what I'm doing to try mm-hmm. to get, because if there were
comparison,
yes,
yes,
do not compare. If there were a book on this that really worked for every single family,
right.
we would be following it.
Right.
But
and
like
everybody's
you said,
kids
we're,
are different.
Yes.
And everybody's
yeah.
family is
everybody's
different.
Life
so
is different.
It's kind of all encompassing. All mm-hmm. you say is do what's best for your family, and it kind of gives you permission to just do you
actually do. Yeah. 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 That's really good. Courtney, what about you?
I would say the best advice I've ever been given was actually on my cousin's fridge, and it said, motherhood is not for wimps.
Oh, that's so amen.
So true.
But all joking aside, definitely I would agree with Lindsay, and just you have to do what's best for your family.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it. I mean, I've got a pretty strong personality and love being a mom,
mm-hmm.
but I learned it at a really high cost after my oldest one was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is 6 years in remission. We're yeah. praising God,
yeah.
but
yes.
we have a different journey than a
yeah.
lot of people understand.
Right. Right.
And we have a lot of things that still come up
mm-hmm.
because of the type of cancer he had. And so our home and what we choose to make a priority looks different.
Right. Right.
And it's
right.
not perfect and it's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Right.
What's
do.
On our journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
think it's important to encourage one another
yeah.
and love each other
right.
through our
as
differences.
Is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, since we're going to have to wrap up here in just a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
I just think that's probably the most powerful message we can send out to anybody today, moms that are listening, is just do what's best for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know your child
mm-hmm.
better than any of us
yeah.
know
mm-hmm.
them. And a decision I might make for my daughter might not be something at all that you're going to make
mm-hmm.
for your kids,
mm-hmm.
but I know my child best.
Yeah.
And God and I are walking along this trying to figure it out together, and we just have to do the best we
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
I was told when my son was going through chemo, I was just having a rough day.
Mm.
And why should I have a rough day? He was the one going through it. But I had a mom tell me, you know, Courtney, God chose you
mm-hmm.
to be his mom.
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
do this. And
you
I say
this.
That to every mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God chose us to have the kids that we
right.
have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's
great.
That's exactly what I was about to say. So that's that is that is perfect. You are equipped for what God has put on your plate, and we're number one. I'm so thankful for
mm-hmm.
all of these women
yes.
on our round table. I really appreciate you all. Number one, and Vicky, I always say, in taking this journey with me, we like mm-hmm. to hold hands when we say
do.
That.
We hold hands.
And I appreciate you, Lindsay and Courtney, for coming and
yes,
just
sure.
being open and honest with
I
us.
I know. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Sharing
yes.
with
but
us. We appreciate this. See, it wasn't bad at all, was it?
No,
it
just
no.
had to be a little brave.
Yeah.
You guys did fantastic. You guys are awesome.
So, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. Go to Love Ministries website. There is so much there and so much going on, especially with the holidays coming up. You can connect with us and serve. You can go to loveministriesbuilds.org. You can keep in contact with our radio show on our social media at EHEW Radio. There's nothing bad on our social media.
No.
It's all uplifting stuff.
Yes.
Also through our website, EHEWradio.com. If you have missed any one of our shows, we can go to our iTunes account.
Yes, iTunes.
Yes, you can subscribe to us. Leave us a 5-star rating. We only want 5-star ratings,
right? We only want 5.
Okay, so we only want 5-star ratings, y'all. So give us a 5-star rating and keep up with our show and go back and catch mm-hmm. any shows that you've missed. I am your host, Carla Nivens, and I would love for every one of you all to have a wonderful week. We'll see you back next week.